Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Grace and Jess with your 8am Deadlines.
In local news, a new study has revealed a link between parental stress and exacerbated asthma symptoms in children. The study, led by Dr. K.M. Shahunja from University of Queensland, showed that children with parents experiencing moderate to increasing levels of stress were found to be 77% more likely to have elevated rates of wheezing compared to those who don't. Such stresses include the likes of maternal depression and financial hardships. This is the first Australian study that examines the relationship between psychosocial factors and asthma symptoms. Dr. Shahunja says more research is needed to develop effective strategies to address these parental stresses for long-term asthma control in children.
In more local news, a hailstorm has caused Lockyer Valley $50 million loss. Lockyer Valley Growers President Michael Speeper said the storm, estimated to be around 5 kilometers wide, dropped hail and wind, leaving a trail of destruction on Friday afternoon. It was estimated that 35 to 40 growers were affected by the event, including Mr. Speeper's family farm, destroying an estimated 30 million of crops and resulting a further 20 million of infrastructure damage.
In national news, an Australian study has decreed that selfie-related deaths constitute as a new public health risk. Samuel Cornell, the lead author from the University of New South Wales, has revealed how platforms like Instagram and TikTok are luring more people to their deaths as people have become increasingly desperate to obtain the picture-perfect selfie. Arguing that tourists are the most at risk, Mr. Cornell highlights how accidents are more likely to occur as these people scale cliffs and waterfalls for photos, even if they must climb over barriers to do so. Mr. Cornell went on to label the Babinda boulders in Cairns as one of the most deadly photo spots due to tourists ignoring no swimming signs. Since 1959, there have been several drowning cases, including three recent deaths in 2020 to 2021. Mr. Cornell is calling for more caution.
In more national news, a study has found artificial intelligence takes as quick as around an hour to generate a high volume of disinformation. Two researchers from Flinders University in Adelaide, with no specialized knowledge of artificial intelligence, aim to generate as many blog posts as possible containing disinformation about vaccines and vaping in the shortest time. Within 65 minutes, they have produced 102 blog posts targeted at groups including young adults, young parents, pregnant women, and those with chronic health conditions. The posts include fake patients and clinicians' testimonials and scientific-looking referencing.
In international news, a major operation is underway in India to save trapped workers under a tunnel collapse. During the construction of the Silk Yara Tunnel in the Uttarkashi district, its entrance collapsed on Sunday, trapping 40 construction workers inside the rubble. Officials revealed on Monday that contact had been made with the trapped workers via walkie-talkies and that all were luckily alive. Funnels have since been inserted through the collapsed construction to allow oxygen and compressed food packets. It's believed they only have a few hours of oxygen left as excavators race to clear the heavy debris. No update has been released yet.
For your weather today, it is currently 23 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 29 degrees. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band.
That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4zz.org.au.
Tell me something good.